flesh, and that which is born of spirit, it is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee that you must be born again. Notice, not an opinion. It's something you must be in order to enter into the kingdom of God. Is that right? Now, in John 7:37, Jesus said at the Feast of Tabernacles, and how we know it's at the Feast of Tabernacles, because when you read the first verse, it tells you where he was at. It says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the, what say? The scripture have says, and that's not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was not yet written when he was speaking. Is that right? He said, he that believeth, as the scripture have said. Is that right? Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Is that right? Rivers of living water. Now watch this. But this spake he of the Spirit. Now who was he speaking of? He said something, and he's making reference to the Spirit. Is that right? Which they that believe, now we get back to the believing again. Because remember, Mark 16:17 said that these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? And he says, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. You mean receive the Spirit? Yeah, that's what it says. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Why? Because Jesus was not yet glorified. He had not yet been killed. He not yet been buried, and he had not yet been resurrected. He's still here talking. Is that right? So that's the reason why the Holy Spirit was not given, because Jesus had not yet ascended to the Father. Is that right? Now Jesus referred to the scripture, and Jesus was talking about the Spirit. What he was talking about is that believers should receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the what? The Holy Spirit. And the Bible also let us know that the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Is that right? Now, let's read the prophecy of the scriptures that Jesus was referring to. Over in Joel 2:28, it says, And it shall come to pass afterward that I will do what? Pour out my Spirit. You hear that? I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old man shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, and in those days I will pour out my Spirit. There it is twice, isn't it? He's going to pour out his Spirit. Is that right? Now, Isaiah 28, what we're doing is getting two witnesses. Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10 says, whom shall he teach? Who can God teach? Who can his Holy Spirit teach? Because we're going to be taught anything, we've got to be taught by the scriptures. Isn't that right? We've got to be taught out of the very word of God. If we're going to learn anything about God, isn't that right? And look what he says. And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Who shall he make to understand teaching? Isn't that right? Huh? Them that are what? Weaned from milk. Them that are like a baby off of mama's breast. Is that right? When a baby's on a mama's breast, you can't teach them nothing. That's all that they know. But when they get off the breast, they start growing, they become teachable. Isn't that right? Through much correction. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And I don't know about you. You know, I'm a young, very, very young man. And I get corrected all the time. I always wonder when the time is going to come that I'm not going to be corrected. I hadn't seen it yet. Maybe one day it will come. I don't think it's going to come in this lifetime, but I think, anybody can understand what I'm saying. So I'm not alone in this. So don't sit up here and just let me incriminate myself to make you feel better. Hallelujah. Now, if I got to diminish myself and continue to diminish myself to make you feel better, that'd be all right. I'll do that. Hallelujah. And them that are what? Drawn from the breast. Is that right? He says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Y'all understand that? That means if a precept is said in the word, you got to find another precept in another place that's saying the same thing, because he won't, not just one person saying, he want to confirm the word by witnesses. Amen. Because God will speak the same thing. Is that right? He said, not only that, but a line got to be up on line. You can't have his line over here saying this and this line over here saying that, and you lining it up. It's got to all say the same thing. Isn't that right? And he said, now you take a little from here, you take a little from there, and then you put it all together. Is that right? Then look what he says. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to, key word, this people. Now watch this. How is he going to speak to this people? With stammering lips and another tongue. Huh? We don't have many, but we've had a few visitations with God actually speaking to us, giving us personal messages. With someone having stammering lips. Amen? Hallelujah. Now watch this. To whom he said, this is the rest. Y'all pay attention to that word right there, because we're going to hit that word quite often. This is the rest. Not only that, but we're going to teach you how to get that rest. Hallelujah. We're going to teach you how to get that rest, all right? Not only to get that rest, but to keep it continually with you. And anytime you feel like you're weary, you'll know how to rest again. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is the, look, rest, wherewith ye may call the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. Remember that word too. Rest and refreshing. Now watch this. This is the disappointing part. Yet they would not hear. Do you understand how many people is not going to hear this, even though they hear it? I mean, the script. I can read these scriptures and go down it, line up on line, precept on precept, and just put it here, a little there, a little, put it all together like a jigsaw puzzle. And yet and still, because some people are so bound by our faithless religion, they will still not hear. Or they're too concerned about what people on this world, in this world, think, rather than what God thinks. And they will actually keep themselves from the kingdom of heaven because of an opinion of man, rather than having the faith of Jesus and believing God. That's a sad situation, brothers and sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 2:16 said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. See, what had happened the day of Pentecost had come. Is that right? And Peter was up there, and he was the keynote speaker, because everybody wanted to know what in the world is going on. I mean, everybody in every country and every nation is hearing this thing, and everybody's doing this thing. You know what I mean? So how do we hear every man in our own language, they say it, the wonders works of God? So Peter stood up and said, you remember that prophecy in Joel? We just got finished reading. Over in Joel 2:28, 2:29, he said, this is that was spoken by that prophet. You want to know exactly what it was? That's what we're experiencing right now. Amen. So Peter put them in a remembrance of the prophet of Joel. Amen. And he told the people who were wondering what it means exactly what it was. All right. So now that we understand that the prophets, what the prophet said, let's see what John the Baptist said. Matthew 3:11 says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. This is what John said. There we go with baptism again. Is that right? But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. So whoever's coming after John is mightier than he is. Is that right? Whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with the